You're listening to a podcast from Victory. As leaders, we must be mindful of the next generation. Learn more in week 5 of Rise and Fall.
Going back to our series, we are ending our series, Rise and Fall. Pinag-usapan natin yung mga hari. Pinag-usapan natin kung paano sila umangat. Okay? At ganun din, pinag-usapan natin kung paano sila bumagsak. Okay? And with that, I hope that you're learning something. Okay? You see the kind of leadership that they have and also, you know, learning from their mistakes. Okay? Yun yung importante. Yun yung wisdom eh. Yung natuto ka sa pagkakamali ng iba. And tayo, huwag nating ulitin kung ano yung mga pagkakamali nila. Matuto na tayo sa pagkakamali nila. And that's why we're talking about this series. So we talk about Saul, we talk about David, Solomon, and today we're going to talk about Hezekiah. Okay, so, and also it's timely that it's election season. And I really agree with what Ryan was sharing, that many are the plans of a man's heart, but God's purposes will prevail. And that's why we recognize and we believe by faith that the destiny of our nation is not in the hands of our leaders. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Come on now, okay? Kanino? Sa Panginoon po. Dahil siya po ay in control. Siya po ang leader natin. At siya lang po ang makakagawa ng mga bagay na hindi kayang gawin ng ating mga leader. That's why as we vote tomorrow, we recognize and say, Lord, whatever happens, Lord, whoever wins, Lord, binoto ko man yan o hindi, Lord, I will support that, I will pray for that, because the Bible says, when people humble themselves, okay, pray, repent from their wicked ways, and then the Bible says, I will hear from heaven, I'll forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. At the end of the day, it is God who is in control. Today we're going to talk about success and succession. Everybody say success and succession.
Success.
Okay, ang isa pong magaling na leader ay hindi lang niya iniisip yung kanyang termino, hindi kanyang panahon, iniisip niya rin yung susunod na henerasyon na magiging leader. Iyon yung pag-uusapan natin ngayon. And whether you like it or not, you are a leader. Okay, you are a leader. It's not a question if you're a leader or not. You are already a leader. The question is just, what kind of leader are you? But today, we're going to talk about the kind of leader who is worth following is someone who prepares the next generation. Someone who trains, equips the next generation. So, can we all stand on our feet? We're going to read 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 1 to 3. I want to challenge everyone to bring your Bibles. Okay, every service, okay, whether that's a physical Bible or smartphone, okay, bring your Bible, read your Bible, buy a Bible, okay, read it, believe God that He can speak to us whenever we read His Word. So, 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 1-3. Let me read this. It says here, in those days, Hezekiah became sick and was at the point of death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came to him and said to him, thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die. You shall not recover. Then Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord, saying, now, O Lord, please remember how I've walked before you in faithfulness and with a whole heart, and have done what is good in your sight. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. This is the word of the Lord. Let's bow our heads and pray. Lord, thank you for today. Panginoon, maraming salamat sa oras na ipinagkaloob mo sa bawat isa sa amin. Nandito kami ngayon. We could have been somewhere else. Lord, karamihan sa amin busy, Lord. Iba sa amin nag-isip kung mag-church ngayon o hindi. Ganun pa man, Panginoon, salamat. Dahil dinala mo kami sa lugar na to. And as we are here today, Lord, our prayer, Lord, panalangin ko po, Panginoon, buksan mong aming mga puso, buksan mong aming mga isipan, Lord, ang aming mga tenga, na matanggap, Lord, at maunawaan yung gusto mong ibigay sa bawat isa sa amin dito. Isinasantabi po namin ano man ang aming problema, ano man ang aming hinaing, Lord, ano man ang mga panalangin. But muli ngayon, Panginoon, ngayong hapon na ito, ngayong gabing ito, Lord, gusto po namin makinig. At gusto namin, Lord God, tumanggap sa kung ano mang ibibigay mo para sa amin. Panginoon, bigyan mo kami ng pusong mapagkumbaba. Nang sa ganun, Lord, kung maunawaan namin at marinig namin yung salita at meron sa parte ng buhay namin na kailangan mabago, Lord, baguhin mo, alisin mo. Yun po yung aming panalangin. Holy Spirit, be with me as I minister to your people today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So you may be seated. Alright. Sino po sa atin dito, kayo po ay nabasa na ang kwento ni Hezekiah? Meron po ba? Okay. O sino po sa atin dito, alam natin o alam ninyo na pag binasa yung Hezekiah o pag binasa natin yung Kings, kailangan din natin basahin yung Chronicles. Kasi mas maunawaan natin kasi may mga kwento na hindi nasasabi sa Kings, sa Book of Kings, pero may mga detalye na nasasabi sa Chronicles. And that's why yung pag-uusapan natin, it's like the same book, but it has differences in terms of details sa mga stories po sa mga hari or sa mga kwento na mababasa natin. That's why today, as we talk about this, I'm gonna read some scriptures or texts in Kings and also in Chronicles so that we will understand even more the life of Hezekiah. Hezekiah, again, we're gonna talk about rise and fall. Pinag-usapan natin kung paano to umangat, kung paano sila naging magaling na leader. Kaya maganda na pag-usapan natin, tingnan natin gaano kagaling na leader si Hezekiah. In fact, Hezekiah began his reign when he was 25 years old. And he reigned for 29 years. Imagine mo, 25 years old, hari ka. Okay? Iba-iba sa atin dito, maaring leader tayo, mababang position pa lang, di ba? Maaring team leader sa company, o maaring team leader sa community, o di kaya naman, di ba, presidente ka ng TODA, o kung ano man leadership na binigay sa iyo, di ba, ang hirap mag-lead. Pero here, he is 25 years old and he is a king. Now look at that. But you know what? Hezekiah is zealous for the Lord. He is passionate for the Lord. Everybody say passionate. Okay, tingnan mo yung katabi mo ngayon, sabi mo sa kanya, passionate. Okay? You are passionate, okay? Yung po yung description sa kanya, mahal niya si Lord, at hindi lang yon, hindi po siya maikukumpara sa ibang mga hari na nauna sa kanya. Kasi pagbabasahin natin yung Bible, di ba, meron tayong King Saul, meron tayong King David, King Solomon. After these three kings, they reigned 40 years, but after them, na-divide po yung kingdom. Nagkaroon ng north, nagkaroon ng south. Now, sa north po, sa northern kingdom, puro po walang kwenta yung hari doon. Puro masasama. They're bad. Some of them extra bad. Some of them worst of the worst. But the southern kingdom, okay, are many kings out there, but only 8 were godly kings. And one of the best kings in the southern kingdom after divided kingdom is Hezekiah. And nobody can be compared to him in terms of his passion and his heart for the Lord. Now, yun ang prayer natin. Diba? Na pag nakita tayo, pag nakita yung mukha natin, eh, grabe, alam mo, grabe yung passion niyan kay Lord. Grabe yan mag-worship. Grabe yan mag-serve. Kakaiba yan. Yun ang prayer natin. Okay? And that is Hezekiah. And now, in fact, bababasa natin, 2 Kings 18, verse 5 to 7, he trusted in the Lord and the God of Israel so that there was none like him among all kings of Judah after him, nor among those who were before him. For he held fast to the Lord. Everyone say, held fast. Okay, kumapit, hindi bumitaw. He held fast to the Lord during his reign, okay, at least during this time. Okay, he did not depart from following him, but kept the commandments that the Lord commanded Moses. So, look at the faithfulness of this guy. Verse 7, and the Lord was with him wherever he went, and he prospered. May success, may blessing, may prosperity. Now, who among you here, you want that? Success, blessing, prosperity, favor. Come on, now, who wants that? Now, that is the kind of life Hezekiah had during his time. And not just that, 2 Chronicles 31, verse 20 to 21, in this what Hezekiah did throughout Judah, doing what was good in the right, faithfully for the Lord his God, in everything, everybody say everything, everything that he undertook in the service of God's temple, and in obedience to the law, in the commands, he sought his God and worked wholeheartedly, and so he prospered. Now, I believe we want to be prospered, we want to be blessed, we want to be in the center of the will of God. Now, the key is seek God consistently. Be there. No matter how hard it is, kahit napakahirap, Lord, hindi ko na yata kaya, God. Grabe na tong persecution. Grabe na tong mga challenges, God. Grabe na to, Lord, yung mga kaopisina ko, yung mga kaibigan ko, Lord. Even mahal ko sa buhay, God, na ma-persecute ako. But you know what? It doesn't matter. Hold on, no matter what. Because when we are in the center of God's will, we may not understand it right now, but rest assured that God will be the one to give you the grace to overcome and experience His blessing, even the prosperity. So Hezekiah was like that. He was so faithful. He even reinstated the priests and the Levites. He even allowed the people or gave the people the opportunity to go back to God again. Because prior to King Hezekiah is his father, Ahaz. Si Ahaz, Ahaz talaga to. Okay? Sobrang wicked nito. Sobrang bad nito. Lahat ng mga templo sinira nito. But you know what? When Hezekiah became king, nerestore niya. Mililik niya yung mga Levites, yung mga priests, yung mga tao, bumalik sa relasyon nila sa Panginoon. That is the kind of leadership that this guy has. He was raised to become a leader worth following. But along the way, unfortunately, he failed. Yung pinakalungkot, ang ganda ng simula, ang galing. But what went wrong? What happened? Diba yung tinatanong natin, anong nangyari? Everybody say, anong nangyari? Parang, anyari? Parang, ba't ganun? Alam, pag binasa mo to, anong nangyari? Grabe naman, ang galing-galing niya. Pero bakit he was considered someone who's not consistent? Bakit anong ginawa niya? Bakit hindi siya nagtuloy-tuloy? Alam mo, pag binabasa mo tong buhay ni Hezekiah, para kang isang tao, yung feeling na may kilala kang tao sa church na faithful, diba, nagdi-disciple, nagsiserve, diba, maaring nag-inspire sa'yo to serve God, tapos nagulat ka na lang, hindi ko na nakikita si ganito, nag-church pa ba? Ay, hindi na. Ano nangyari? Wala na, ayaw na nga mag-church. Hiwalay na nga sila. Ha? Anong nangyari? Di ba, parang nalulungkot ka? Parang, bakit ganun? Ba't hindi na nag-church? Pambira. Okay lang sana kung hindi nag-church sa Victory, hindi na talaga nag-church. Tumalikod na kay Lord. What? Anong nangyari? And that is the kind of experience, that's the kind of feeling that you will have when you read Hezekiah. Why did Hezekiah fail to prepare a good successor to continue on his legacy? He failed because he only think of himself. Hindi niya po inisip ang kapakanan ng susunod na henerasyon. Hindi niya po hinanda. Ang akala niya, magaling siya. Ang akala niya, hindi naman hamak, mas magaling ako sa tatay ko. But you know what? Hindi po enough. Alam po tayo, wag po natin ikumpara ang sarili natin sa ibang tao. Kasi minsan, kapag kinumpara natin, hindi, mas mabait naman ako dyan. Ay, hindi, mas servant ako dyan. Ako kung mag-service, tatlo, siya isa lang, late pa. Pero ako kung mag-serve ako, faithful. Wag po natin ikumpara. Kumpara natin sarili natin kay Lord. Lord, faithful ba ako? Kasi pag kay Lord, wala tayong match. And because of that, we will all the more serve Him. Now, in those days, he became ill, what we've read, and prophet Isaiah came, the son of Amos, came to him and said to him, you are sick, and not just that, thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die, you shall not recover. Who among you here, you say, that's a very encouraging word from the Lord. Okay, nag-pray ka, may word say in the Lord, you shall die, anak. The Lord says to you, my son, you will die. You will not recover. Parang, hindi yata naka-encourage, no? Pero yung po yung sinabi ni Lord sa kanya. You shall die. Then Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord saying, Lord, please, remember how I have walked before you in faithfulness. And with whole heart I have done what is good in your sight. And Hezekiah wept bitters like, Lord, sigurado ka, bakit naman God? Lord, faithful naman ako sa iyo, God. Lord, talaga naman nagsiserve naman ako, Lord. Lord, talaga nagbibigay ako, God. Faithful. Ba't naman nangyayari ito? It's like that. He wept bitterly. They cannot understand. And before Isaiah had gone out of the middle of the court, or middle court, the word of the Lord came to him. Turn back. Okay, imagine mo ha, that moment, God said something to Isaiah, sabihin mo sa kanya, nag-pray si Hezekiah, and palabas pa lang yung propeta, may word na agad si Lord. Bumalik ka, sabihin mo kay Hezekiah, does the Lord your God, David your father, I have heard your prayer and I have seen your tears. Narinig ni Lord yung panalangin ni Hezekiah. Behold, I will heal you. Now, sino sa atin dito gusto mo ganong kabilis ang sagot ni Lord sa panalangin mo? Lord, sana ganyan kabilis pag nagpray ako, Lord, sige na. And then the Lord says, I will heal you. On the third day, you shall go up to the house of the Lord and I will add 15 years. Everybody say 15 years to your life and I will deliver you in this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria. And I will defend this city for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. Now, this is the story. Now, how come Hezekiah failed? Why did we say that he failed to prepare the next generation? What's the problem of Hezekiah's life? Number one, his problem was he is stubborn. Si Hezekiah po, matigas ang ulo. May kilala ba kayong matigas ang ulo? Huwag mong tingnan yung katabi mo, okay? Okay, tingnan mo yung katabi mo, tayo mo. Hindi ikaw yon. Hindi ikaw yon. Sa kabila yon, sa iba yon, hindi ikaw yon. Pero Hezekiah, was stubborn, unfortunately. Pag sinabi nating stubborn, it means someone who has the determination not to change his mind, not to change his attitude, not to change his position on something, even though he has good reasons to do so. Matigas ang ulo. Ibig sabihin, kahit alam niya nang kailangan magbago, hindi nagbabago. Kaya nga di ba may mga narinig tayo, grabe kang tigas ng ulo mo. Tigas talaga ng ulo mo. Hindi ka ba magbabago? Why? Pag sinabi daw stubborn, isang tao na hindi magbabago kahit alam niyang kailangan niya magbago. May dahilan siya magbago pero hindi niya gagawin. Why? He's stubborn. Bakit natin sinabing stubborn? Because if you will read 2 Chronicles, God gave Hezekiah a second chance. You know why? Why second chance? Because if you will read the earlier chapters of 2 Kings, Hezekiah tried to make peace with his enemies. Okay, ito na, paparating na si King Sennacherib, i-invade siya. Sabi niya, huwag mo kaming invade. Ano bang ginawa namin sa iyo? Ano mong gusto mo ibibigay namin? Okay, ginawa niya, binigay niya ng gold. Lahat ang nasa templo na mga gold na para sa templo lang, ibinigay niya na rin para hindi siya girahin. Nakalimutan niya na si Lord makapangyarihan. Nakalimutan niya na kung nasan siya noon sa posisyon niya ay dahil sa Panginoon. But you know what? He failed to see it. And that's why God allowed him to be sick. God sent that sickness and say, in those days became ill in a way like a disciplinary action for him. And when was at the point of death, he prayed to the Lord who answered him and gave him a miraculous sign. Verse 25, Hezekiah's heart was proud. Everybody say proud. Ibig sabihin, nagkaroon po ng yabang. Ibig sabihin, hindi po nakinig. Hindi natuto sa kanyang pagkakamali. Imbis na magpasalamat, imbis na talagang i-maximize yung oras, yung panahon, yung 15 years na binigay ni Lord, he became proud. And he did not respond to the kindness shown him. Therefore, the Lord's wrath was on him, on Judah and Jerusalem. He was terribly sick. And yet God gave him a second chance. However, he did not use his second chance very well. Although he repented, but failed again and again in so many ways. He did not maximize the another 15 years that God has given him. Why? Because of his pride. He missed the opportunity to prove himself worthy of the second chance. Now, sino sa atin dito na bigyan ka ng second chance? Hindi yung love life pa, second chance. Hindi, yung nagkamali ka, pero pinagkatiwalaan ka. Nagkamali ka, pero binigyan ka ng oportunidad na makabawi. Dito, nagkamali siya and God gave him another year. Not just 1 year, but 15 years. But again, he was proud. Hindi siya natuto. Another thing that the problem is Hezekiah, he was self-absorbed. Ibig sabihin, hindi lang matigas ang ulo, masyado rin siya naging bilib sa kanyang sarili. Masyadong bilib sa sarili. Yung kapag kapinuri mo, grabe ang galing mo. Walang sinasabi, pero pag sabi mo, ang galing mo talaga. O kapag nagsalita naman, ay, ang galing mo talaga. Alam mo yan, para naman di mo ko kilala. Bago-bago ba? Alam mo naman, di ba? So kapag sinabi mo, ay, paano mo nagawa yan? Para mo namang tinapakan ng pagkatao ko. Para sabihin mo, hindi ko kaya yan. Alam mo yun, yung sobrang ang galing, bilib na bilib sa kanyang sarili. You know what? Isa po yun sa mga mukha ng pride eh. Na bilib na bilib ka sa sarili mo, na imbis na ibang tao ang magpuri sa'yo, ikaw yung pupuri sa sarili mo. Kaya nga sabi nila, di ba, ang pride, para daw yung bad breath eh. Narinyo na ba yun? Alam na ng lahat bukod sa'yo. Meron ba? Ba parang, sibukan mo, amuyin mo, maghatching ka, di ba? Malalaman mo. Alam nila, pero ikaw di mo alam. Pride. But again, masyadong bilib sa sarili. Bakit ang sinabi masyadong bilib sa sarili? 2 Kings 20 verse 15, 12 to 15, and at that time, Merodach Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent envoys with letters and a present to Hezekiah. Okay, regalo, din lalaman nilang may sakit. Not just that. And Hezekiah welcomed them. And he showed them all his treasure house, the silver, the gold, the spices, the precious oil, his armory. Think about that for a moment. Here you are, you were given a second chance, and there are people out there wants to know your story. na lamang may sakit ka, na lamang gumaling ka, na lamang ang galing-galing mo pagdating sa kingdom, sa leadership, na lamang na meron kang victory left and right. Now, these people wants to learn from Hezekiah. But anong ginawa ni Hezekiah? Pinakita niya yung dami niyang kayamanan. His treasure house, his gold, his precious oil, his armory. Pag tinignan mo ito, pag inaral mo itong mga bagay na ito, mga kapatid, it speaks of majesty and greatness of a king. But instead of showing to his visitors how great the God that he's serving, he was so focused on himself. Nasyado siyang nabilib sa dami ng accomplishments niya, sa dami ng meron siya, all that was found in his storehouses. There was nothing in his house, in all his realm, that Hezekiah did not show them. Pinakita lahat. Pinagyabang niya. Kumbaga sa time natin ngayon, in-Instagram niya lahat. May kilala pa kayong gano'n? Yung laging, alam niyo, nagpapakita ng mga, eto, tingnan niyo yung bago kong bag, ang ganda. May kilala pa kayong gano'n? Okay, yung mga, parang, experiencing another good shoes or another gadget. Alam niyo po, hindi naman po masama basta tamang nasa puso natin. Kasi mahirapan naman tayong manghusga, di ba? Parang, alam mo, yabang mo, sobra ka naman manghusga. Pero tayo nakakaalam noon kung bakit ba natin pinapakita. Pinapakita ba natin dahil nagmamalaki tayo? O pinapakita natin kung gaano tayo kasobrang saya sa kabutihan ng Diyos sa buhay natin? Hindi, pastor, grabe ka naman. Hindi naman ako nagyayabang. Pag nagpapakita nga ako ng bagong cellphone, sobrang pinapakita akong Christian ako. Bakit? Kasi new cellphone, new iPad, hashtag blessed. O, di ba? Parang Christian ang dating. But you know what, again, you cannot say because you have it, flaunt it. No. Do not over-declare. Do not over-show. Do not show off. Why? Because kung merong tayong ipagmamalaki, hindi lang yung sarili natin, kundi kabutihan ni God. Ang nangyari dito, hindi niya ginawa. Nakakalungkot po, mga kapatid. Then Isaiah prophet came to King Hezekiah and said to him, "What did this man say? And from where did they come to you?" And Hezekiah said, "They have come from a far country, from Babylon." He said, "What have they seen in your house?" Look at this. This is what Hezekiah said. "They have seen all that is in my house. There is nothing in my storehouses that I did not show them." So in short, it's all about Hezekiah. It's all about himself. Instead of being busy maximizing the second chance that God has given him, he was so busy showing off his greatness, the greatness of his leadership, the greatness of his kingdom. He failed to realize, wait, how did I accomplish this? I have this because of God. Because of the goodness of God. But when envoys were sent by the rulers of Babylon to ask him about the miraculous sign that occurred in the land, ito yung sinasabi natin na nung makita, nung kanyang mga bisita, kung anong meron siya. Look at this. God left him to test him and to know everything that was in his heart. Sometimes the greatest test of our character is not the time of luck, but the time of abundance. Kaya nga, hindi maraming nawawala sa Diyos dahil walang blessing. Hindi maraming nawawala sa Diyos. Hindi ganun kadami nawawala sa Diyos dahil maraming problema. Hindi ba may problema, lalo ka lalabi sa Diyos. Ang challenge kapag ang dami mo magpapala. Do you still recognize that God is the real source? God is the reason why you have that. When leaders are self-absorbed, they miss the opportunity to make God famous. And Hezekiah failed to give glory to God because he was self-absorbed. He missed the opportunity to boast on how great the God that he is serving. He missed the opportunity to promote God's fame. In my prayer for you and me today, as we become the leader that God has called us to be, as we prepare to do the next generation, as God will empower us to be the leader in our household, in our community, in our offices, in our workplace, hinasabihin, grabe promoted ka na naman. Alam mo yan. Hello, ang tagal-tagal ko na, dapat lang, no? Si sir, ang tagal pirmahan ng promotion ko. Pero you know what? Grabe kasi si God, faithful si Lord. Alam nyo ba na meron tayong pagkakataon laging ipagmalaki si God sa buhay natin? Yung parang excited ka malaman yung mga story kapag merong alam mo nagkabalikan, ano talaga, ano nangyari? Sige, kwento mo naman. Alam mo, yung mga ganun tao eh. Pero tayo dapat excited din tayo. Alam mo, ito yung ginawa ni God sa buhay ko. Excited dapat tayo doon. Kasi pagkakataon natin, ipagyabang si Lord sa buhay natin. Sino sa inyo gusto nyo ipagyabang si Lord sa buhay nyo? Lahat tayo. Gusto ni Lord yun. Hindi lang sa insecure siya, kundi para makita ng mga tao kung gano'n siya kagaling. At walang sino man ang kayang mabuhay sa mundong ito kung walang Diyos sa kanilang buhay. Mahirapan sila. And that's why we have the opportunity and the privilege and the responsibility to boast God's goodness in our life. Apart from God, we are nothing. That's what Paul said. I will boast gladly in my weakness because when I am weak, then I am strong. Apart from God, we are nothing. The last thing that Hezekiah had in his heart, in his life, and that's why he failed as a leader. Because he was short-sighted. Ibig sabihin, hindi niya po inisip ang susunod na henerasyon. Hindi niya inisip ang ibang tao. Pag sinabing short-sighted, ibig sabihin, narrow-minded. Ibig sabihin, you do not consider or you do not regard what will happen or might happen in the future. Ang importante lang sa'yo kung nandito. Basta masaya ako, basta okay ako, basta walang problema, basta lahat nandyan, wala akong pakialam sa ibang tao. Wala akong pakialam sa susunod na magiging leader. Wala akong pakialam sa susunod na generation. Basta importante yung generation ko. Maayos. Kaya nga diba sa bansa natin, maraming mga tao, wala akong pakialam dyan. Kahit sino pa maging presidente dyan, wala akong pakialam. Basta nung time namin, masaya kami. Basta nung time namin, okay yung leader namin ngayon, ba? Matanda naman na ako. Mahala kayo, mamatay na rin lang ako. Hindi ko na ma-experience yan. Short-sighted. Walang kwenta, mga kapatid. Hindi po tayo dapat ganun. Dapat iniisip natin ang susunod na henerasyon. Then Isaiah said to Hezekiah, hear the word of the Lord. Behold, the days are coming and all that is in your house. And that which your fathers have stored up till this day shall be carried to Babylon. Nothing shall be left, says the Lord. Dahil sa ginawa mo, dahil sa nagyayabang ka, dahil pinakita mo lahat, dahil pinacebook mo lahat, in-instagram mo lahat, twitter mo pa, minultiply mo pa lahat, pinagyabang mo lahat, I'm telling you, mawala lahat sa'yo. Imagine mo, yun ang sinabi ng propeta sa'yo, anong response mo? Mawawala sila, ang mga anak mo, magiging alipin? Kung anong pinaghirapan mo, mawawala sa'yo lahat, walang makukuha, wala kayong mapapasa, wala lahat. Nothing shall be left, says the Lord. If you are Hezekiah, what are you gonna say? How are you gonna respond? Now, not just that, and some of your own house, and some of your own sons who shall be born to you shall be taken away, and they shall be eunuch or guard in the palace of the king of Babylon. Then Hezekiah said to Isaiah, the word of the Lord that you have spoken is good. Alam mo yun? Good ba yun? Okay. For he thought, why not? If there will be peace and security in my days. Short-sighted. Remember when God talked to Isaiah and said, Isaiah, say this to Hezekiah. You are sick, and you will die. You will not be healed. You will not recover. Alam mong prayer niya? Umiyak siya. Lord. Oh God, Diyos ko, Lord. Ano ba naman to? Iyak siya. Punta niya sa wall. He humbled himself. But when the word of the Lord said, mawawala yung anak mo, yung sunod na henerasyon, mapapariwala. Anong sabi niya? That's good. Okay. Nung sinabi ni Lord na hindi ka gagaling, Lord, alalahanin mo naman God, yung kabutihan ko sa iyo, Lord, alalahanin mo naman yung faithfulness ko sa iyo. Lord, alalahanin mo naman God kung paano ako nag-serve sa iyo. Nung sa kanya, pero nung sa mga anak niya, generation, ito mangyari sa next generation, sabi niya, it's okay, why not? If hanggat may peace, sa panahon ko, I'm okay with it. He abandoned. He disregarded. He did not consider the next generation. That is not good. That is poor leadership. That is not the kind of leadership that we want to have. Wala po sigurong tatay magsasabi, ang pangarap ko sa mga anak ko, yung mga anak ko maghirap. Meron bang ganon? Wala, di ba? Kaya ka, di ba, kapag ang gusto ng mga magulang, maging maayos. Why? Because you want to prepare the next generation. You want to teach them good values. You want to disciple them. You want to teach them good morals. Why? Because, anak, wag mo nang gayahin yung mga pagkakamali ko. Ituturo ko na sa'yo ngayon yung tama. But si Kaya, okay lang. As long as there's peace and security in my days. Now, leadership lessons. Great leaders deliberately create platforms where new generations of leaders can be trained and succeed. That is a great leader. That is a great leader. Leader will say, alam mo, mas magaling yan. At gusto ko mas magaling yung susunod sa akin. Because as Christians, we believe in the term glory to glory. Diba kapag sinabi, ang galing ng anak mo, sabihin ba, kayo na ba mamamana? Ay, mas magaling ako dyan, mas marami ako medalya dyan. Hindi pa yan nakakahagit sa akin. Kulang pa yan. Dapat galingan niya pa. Pero hindi, alam mo, galing talaga ni Lord. Kasi glory to glory. Mas pinapaganda niya ang susunod na henerasyon. Yun po ang gusto ni Lord sa atin. Kaya tayo rin as leaders. Kahit hindi anak natin, yung susunod na leader, Victory Group leader ka ngayon, nagdi-disciple ka, ang prayer mo, Lord, this leader will become even greater than me. This leader can be used by God. Of course, you will not stop. But you will say, Lord, use me, Lord, to prepare the next generation. Like David, di ba? He prepared Solomon. Okay, you can see that, di ba? When there's a temple that needed to be built, anong ginawa ni David? He prepared everything for Solomon. And that's why you can say, so David provided materials in great quantity before his death. Now, the end of the story, because he was stubborn, self-absorbed, and short-sighted. Look at this. And Hezekiah slept with his fathers. He died eventually. And Manasseh, his son, reigned in his place. Manasseh was 12 years old or more when he became king. And Hezekiah became ill when Manasseh was so small, was a child. But you know what? Look at this. Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Hezebah. For he rebuilt the high places that Hezekiah his father had destroyed, and he erected altars for Baal in Maid and Asherah. And as Ahab king of Israel had done yung lolo niya, and worshiped all the hosts of heaven and served them. Because he failed to set an example, Manasseh was the worst king, one of the worst kings in southern Kingdom. He reigned 55 years. Sobrang evil. Nakakalungkot po isipin. Kaya po natin gawin yun. He could have that chance another 15 years to prepare his son. Sabi ni Lord, put your house in order. Ihanda mo na. Kasi hindi ka lahat mabubuhay. Ihanda mo na yung sunod na henerasyon. Pero hindi niya ginawa. My prayer for you is that we will think of the next generation. We'll be like Jesus, who will consider others better than himself. Gave his life. Think about others. Sacrifice himself. And even gave his life and even die on the cross. That is the kind of leader that we want to follow. Israel had a lot of kings. Kahit sinong paulit-ulit na king, sinong king na binigay, hindi pa rin nasobang kanilang problem. Why? Because they needed the ultimate king, the greatest king ever, and that is God himself. And tayo today, as we look at this series and study this, the only perfect example of leadership is no other than Jesus Christ himself. And that's why as we serve him, as we follow him, as we allow him to use us, or say our prayers, Lord, have your way. Grant us your grace so that we can be the kind of leader that you want us. Can we bow our heads and pray? Bow our heads and pray. Lord, thank you, God, for your word today. Once again, Lord, you've reminded us, Lord, of something. Kasi pinakita mo sa amin, Lord, kung ano yung mga bagay na hindi dapat namin ginagaya. At sa ngayon, Panginoon, alam ko nang usap ka sa bawat iya sa amin, Lord. Katulad ng pagkakamali ni Hezekiah, Lord, naging matigas ang kanyang ulo. Lord, naging believe siya masyado sa kanyang sarili. At Lord, naging selfish siya, Lord. Naging sakim siya, Lord. Hindi niya inisip ang ibang tao. Hindi niya inisip, Lord, ang kapakanan ng susunod na henerasyon. But today, Lord, we don't want that. We say, Lord, make us a leader, God, who prepares for the next generation, Lord. Because leader's legacy, Lord, the leader's greatest legacy is seen in her or his, you know, in the kind of leader that he has raised or she has raised. Lord, gusto po namin na makita, Lord, na meron kaming inihanda, meron kami, Lord, na prepare, meron kaming tinuruan. Kasi, Lord, yun po ang pinaka maganda na pamana na maiiwan namin sa susunod na henerasyon. As every eye close and every head bow, please close your eyes and bow. I want to pray for you. You know, talk about Hezekiah, God giving him second chance. And if here today, you're saying, Lord, I failed. Lord, I committed mistakes. I'm not right before you. But today, I want to respond right. I know you're talking to me, Lord. If there's spirit of stubbornness, Lord. Lord, kung meron, Lord, arrogance in my heart, yabang, Lord, sa puso ko, Lord, alisin mo. At today, God, hindi ko alam kung ilang beses na ako lumapit sa iyo, but today, I want to go back to you again. I want to pray to you again and say, have your way in my life. Lord, I repent and I need another chance. I want to go back to you, Lord. I want to serve you again. I want to be faithful to you again. I want to maximize, Lord, the chance you're going to give me. If that is you, with all humility, raise up your hand. I want to pray for you. Anyone here, you're saying, Lord, I need that. Yes. See that hand. Yes. Any more hands? You're saying, Lord, wala naman akong matatago sa'yo, Lord. Ayoko na magpanggap as if hindi mo nakikita lahat. Kita mo lahat sa buhay ko. But today, I want to go back, humble myself, and allow people to speak into my life again. Be part of a victory group. Open up. Because in that way, Lord, you can restore me. Lord, thank you. And more hands before I pray. If that is you, saying, Lord, I need that second chance. Hindi ko alam kung paano magsimula, Lord, but the best place to start is right here and right now. Lord, thank you for these hands being raised. With all humility, Lord, they're recognizing, Lord God, and acknowledging that only you can restore them. Only you can change them. Only you, Lord, can give them second chance and can fully restore them. Lord, whatever that is, whatever mistakes they committed in the past, Lord, I pray that they will be right before you. And I pray, Lord God, for these people, Lord, as they raise up their hands and acknowledge you, Lord, and humble themselves, Lord, I pray that they will allow other people to speak into their life, Lord. Allow people to disciple them. Lord, give that desire and thirst and hunger to read the word, to pray. Lord, to have devotion, God, and speak to you, Lord. Thank you, God, that you will change the desires in their hearts. You will put that desire in their hearts, a desire to long for you and to go back to you. Thank you, Lord, for these people. I bless them today. And for some of us and for all of us who are here today, I pray, help us, Lord, to have a heart, a faithful heart, that we will follow you wherever we go. We will be faithful to you no matter what. Whatever challenges we're facing, Lord, we will say, God, we will trust you, Lord. We will hold on to you no matter what. Lord, I bless your people today. May we find ourselves faithful, Lord, no matter what. May we find ourselves, Lord, thinking of the next generation, Lord, of preparing, Lord, the next generation. Thank you, Jesus. As every eye close and every heart, I want to pray. If you're a man in this place, right here, right now, I want you to stand. Stand up on your feet. Whether you're a young person, a student, a single, a husband, a grandparent, a father, if you're a man, I want to pray for you. Can we lift up our hands and say, Lord, I know, Lord, that the leadership was given to us as men. Not because we're good. Not because we are worthy. Not because we are perfect, Lord, but because you trusted us. And today, God, I pray that we will lead, that we will set an example, Lord God, for people to follow. That, Lord, that we will, Lord God, become godly men, Lord, men who fears the Lord, men who will do what is right, men who will not compromise, men who will stand with our conviction, Lord, men who will choose the, Lord, the hard right over the easy wrong. Thank you, Lord, today. Regardless of our age, Lord, whether some of us are husbands, or some of us are singles, or some of us, Lord, are a young person, Lord, today, I pray that you will give us the grace to lead, to stand for what is right, Lord, to say and to speak, Lord, whenever we needed to speak, Lord. Thank you that we will not be silent, Lord God, when you are asking us to stand and speak, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you will lead our families, Lord, and lead an example, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that whenever people will see us, Lord, they will see you in our lives. Your character, your righteousness, Lord, your love, and your goodness, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for these people. I bless them today. I pray, Lord, that you will pour so much grace in them, in us, Lord, to be the kind of leader who is worth following. We honor you, Lord. We commit to you this man. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody will say, amen.